This is Sammy, and welcome to today's ESP Lab and Spiritual Science conference call. We're inviting our friends and associates and members to join in with their magical minds in a combined prosperity blessing for each one participating and our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab. And so we're going to have fun with this because that's a core part of the magic of Al Manning and our own spiritual style. So welcome, everyone. If you don't want to have yourself recorded, we are being recorded now. And first of all, I want to say happy full moon to everyone. It was the full moon this morning here in beautiful Colorado. And we do have a blue sky day. And we are going to be focusing on the blue light as well as the green light. And our prosperity blessing theme is going to have a peace and protection aspect as well, to sweep away the negativity so that we all embrace good fortune. So I welcome you, participants, today, and ask each one of us to bring only positive energy and your magic minds, for we are all magic minds. So let us tune in together to Spirit so that we may accept the bounty of the universe, knowing that life springs eternal, love springs eternal, and light springs eternal. So greetings. We are beginning our 49th year of operations of our fun activities here at the ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center, and now focusing for close to 8 years here in Durango, Colorado. So let us all be blessed with new life as we come and join in the party. Let us play very hardy and know our battles are already won. And let us give thanks as we celebrate living the charmed life now. Let us live, love, laugh, and be happy as our style of living, moving forward into the new light with peace, joy, protection, prosperity, creativity, good health, and good energies, just pouring into our personal life experience. Yes, let us accept, each one of us, the bounties of spirit help and infinite supply of Mama Universe. Let us know that our lab and our Spiritual Science Center and our day-to-day operations are dedicated to you, to receive spiritual insight and renewal with successful manifestation of all that is needed and more. So let there be new rainbows and waves and rivers and streams with buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, positive publicity, success stories, and loving harmonies just pouring in. Let us touch our power star often, and let us receive a new divine connection, and let us be thankful of our many blessings, knowing that every day is a precious gift. So, as we turn to and tune into our new magic phrase for 2014, which is I declare, and we are using this magic phrase to bring in to manifestation new good fortune for each one of us. So lend me your magical minds, knowing we are all magical minds, and declare with me, I declare, let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, with peace, love, prosperity, just pouring in to you, me, and our ESP laboratory, with thanks to all who help, so mote it be. So So years ago, I was a newbie in the ESP lab, sponsored by the Spiritual Science Church, number 88. And this was roughly spring of 78. And Al wrote in the newsletter, he ended the newsletter with a similar, "Let there be rainbows and waves of good fortune for you and me." And in that particular chant, there also was positive publicity. And we in our little group in the mountains of San Diego, turned it into a little song. And we would say, "Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, money and good feedback, fresh inquiries with creativity and positive publicity just pouring in to you and me." And so our little group in the mountains did that, and this was right at the time that I had been tuning into Al Manning's form of prosperity magic since fall of 77, when I first read my first book. And I was financially challenged at the time, down on my luck, etc. Lost the lease on my restaurant. My partner ran off with some money. Another partner couldn't pay the money they owed me. And I was saying, well, what am I going to do? And a friend loaned me one of Al's books. I said, "I wonder if there's anything that relates to prosperity in this book." And I opened the prosperity chapter, which talked about how to make prosperity powder. And I was an herbalist and am an herbalist. And one of my partners who couldn't pay me at the time was I had sold my interest in a herb company. So, and we sold over 300 herbs and spices throughout San Diego in the 70s. So I was pretty familiar with the medicinal aspects of herbs. And but in Al's chapter, he was talking about the metaphysical aspects of herbs. And this was a whole new study for me, and I was really interested in it because everything has a vibration. And every herb, just like every type of stone has a different vibration, every type of herb has a different vibration, and a spiritual or metaphysical aspect, in addition to medical or physical aspects. So anyway, I said, well, this is a good experiment, and I made up a batch of Al's prosperity powder from the recipe. And I went to the herb company and got the ingredients. It was basically sandalwood. Actually, I used sandalwood powder instead of sandalwood oil. And it was frankincense and myrrh and cinnamon and bath talc was the basic recipe. And Al's argument was that the when you make a prosperity powder and you use ingredients that are sacred to the earth, and that have the property of attracting prosperity, then you have a formula that will help to bring in new good fortune. So in addition to the ingredient, like for example, if you look at traditional herbal lore and you look at the properties of cinnamon, on a physical level, it may be something that balances blood sugar or helps with that. But on a metaphysical level, it's something that has been thought to help to attract prosperity. So we made up the batch, and so you've got ingredients. But it's like when you bake a cake or you make a meal, if that meal is made with love, that vibration is put into the food. And, you know, for those of us who are sensitive and can feel those kinds of things, we definitely know this is a meal that was made with love, and we are thankful for that extra vibration. So one thing is the eggs and the flour and the honey going into the cake. Another is the vibrations as you're making your recipe. So with magical formulas, it's the same. You have the ingredients, And then you also may look at something like the celestial timing. Like, for example, every day has a different metaphysical property. Like moon day is Monday, and it is more of a time to center within and meditate and prepare. Martis is Mars day or Tuesday, which is more, let's go for the action. Woden's day is Wednesday and is a time of communicating and thinking. And Thor's day or Jupiter's day is good for business. Freya day is Friday and is good for love. Saturn's day, commerce. Sunday, illumination. So every day has a property. And in the lab, we study Abraxas, and Abraxas means 365, and the 365 refers to the Greek concept that every day has a god or power personality of the individual day. And so Abraxas was the god of the gods, and that's why its name means 365. So you get, if you're making a magical formula, which the prosperity powder is, and is like a physical prayer that you can sprinkle and you get a prayer result, if you would. But so I started with gathering the ingredients, and then I thought to make my first batch of prosperity on Thor's day. Since Jupiter is good for business and finances. And so then we chose Jupiter's hour, and so we had celestial timing on our side. And if you're, creating something that you want to have success and increase, you want to do it when the moon is increasing. If the moon's in a water sign, Cancer, or Pisces, then it is a more fertile time and the moon's increasing, it's a more fertile time for planting your magical seeds, just as it's a more fertile time for planting your physical seeds in your garden. So I had all the energy working for me, and like one of the necessary ingredients in the formulation was fun. So you wanted to have fun, and you wanted to invoke the participation of the nature spirits, the earth spirits, because earth is the element of materiality. So in the universe, when you're thinking of the construction of the universe, you have five basic elements. You have earth, air, water, fire, and spirit. And everything in the universe is composed of a varying combination of same. So, and the earth spirits are the ones in charge of diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls, oil wells, Cadillac, steel, dollar bills come from wood, gold coins come from the earth. So that's all of the dominion of the nature spirits. Now, in the lab, we have an attitude of communion with the spirit of nature as part of the process of being a co-creator of our reality. So the issue for most of us humans is that we disavow our connection to elemental forces, to spiritual forces, to cosmic forces, and we try to go it on our own. In the meantime, that does not foster good relations with, let's say, the earth elementals, the gnomes, the trolls, the elves. And so it's kind of like if, Melissa says she's over there in her rocking chair, and I say, well, I don't believe it. Melissa doesn't exist. Melissa's just a figment of somebody's imagination. And Melissa heard that. She might get insulted. She may say, well, that's Sammy. He is just not a respecter of my person. And so with all of these connections to spiritual forces, they are like relationships that we have in the physical with our friends, with our family, with our loved ones, with our pets, with our plants. And so in that context, we want to have good relations and respectful relations with the spiritual kingdoms and with the spiritual forces. So I thought this was interesting how you wanted the participation and communion with the earth spirits as far as building this recipe of prosperity. So I said, well, I don't have anything to lose. It looks like fun. You got the ingredients. You've got the celestial timing. Let's add the prosperity chant that is an invitation to the earth spirits to come and dance with us and sing with us. So that chant goes something like, our words have power as of old, so here is now good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver and bring us gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now have fun with me and dance with magic magically. Treasure bring most happily, and as my will, so mote it be. So I thought that was kind of fun. And again, if I'm going to contact Melissa in Idaho in her rocking chair, I might pick up the phone and call. And when I do, I'm going to call her by name. I'm going to say, hi, Melissa, how you doing today? And when you call out to another and you use their name, and you do it with respect and you add a little sparkle of love and fun and friendship in there, you're going to get a positive response. And so back to the prosperity powder, I love the concept of elves and gnomes and earth elementals and so on. And so I said, well, and I was, you know, already familiar with that lore, having studied Manly Palmer Hall and also the work of Paracelsus, the alchemist, and his relationship to nature. And so this whole idea that man can commune with nature was something that I love. I love nature. I love the flowers, the birds, the plants, and so on. So I just took that natural love I felt for nature, and I broadcast it out to the little nature spirits, and I said, all earth have power as of old, so hear me now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me. Dance with magic, magic glee. Treasures bring most happily, and as my will, so mote it be. So I kept chanting and dancing and visualizing the nature spirits coming and pouring forth and having fun, and we're having a party, and come and participate. So in any event, I said, okay, now I have followed Al's recipe for fun, communion with Mother Nature, the earth elementals. Let's use things that are sacred to the earth, like sandalwood, which is known for protection and opulence, cinnamon for money drawing, frankincense and myrrh as sacred herbs of purity and opulence. So in any event, we made up our batch, and so as we said, we're going to try it. And we had a group of friends who were down on their luck. We had a number of friends who were unemployed, who were having trouble, you know, getting by. So we had a meeting, and I said, well, I just made up a batch of prosperity powder. We can try it. And this was a group with, you know, new age attitudes and open minds. And they basically said, yeah, we'll try it. And I says, yeah, everybody put their wallet in the middle of the circle, and we're going to dance around it, and we're going to sprinkle it with prosperity powder. And they laughed and says, oh, Sammy's trying to scam us again. But in any event, we had a circle, we lit a candle, we danced around the wallets, we sprinkled them with prosperity powder, and we sprinkled sprinkle each other with prosperity powder. And interestingly, you know, the man who was the most in the greatest hardship, who didn't have a place to stay, who didn't have any money, who didn't have a job, he got a letter in the mail the next week saying that though he had been denied 2 years ago on an insurance claim, they changed their mind and they were going to send him $6,700 in the mail. And now this is 1978, so actually it was 1977. So it was a long time ago, and $6,700 certainly changed his day around. And that next week he got a job as a foreman on a solar crew, and his life was turned around. And I said, that works. And so I said, I'm going to keep sprinkling that prosperity powder and see how long it lasts. So that was 1977, and I'm still using it today, and I'm still watching the money fall out of the sky and finding all kinds of unexpected good fortune coming our way. I went to the herb company that owed me $10,000. I told them I need to do a prosperity blessing for you. Again, the staff was open-minded. We danced through the warehouse. We danced and sang. And the next 3 months were the highest gross sales in the company history. The accountant, the next day, his father-in-law walked in and said, son, I know you're having a hard time, so I decided to buy you a brand new car, which I'm giving to you as a gift. Another kid was walking down the street 3 days later, found a wallet with no identification, but a $100 bill in it, and a saying from a master of the seventh ray. And I said, this stuff works. I'm going to keep trying it. So I sprinkled three grant proposals going out. We had never gotten any money from grants, but we had an educational foundation, and we wanted to try it. And we took in over $400,000 in the next 3 years and hired 36 of our unemployed friends and did good things with it. We did ecological demonstration for the San Diego school system and built the first solar house and started the first solar school in San Diego. So anyway, I said, this is fun. And about this time, I kept doing it and doing it for friends, and I was getting a reputation in San Diego, so the reporter came out, and one of our members requested a copy of that article, so I have to dig it up. But basically, the woman had heard about Prosperity Blessings, and she wanted to interview me. So she came out, and she asked for a Prosperity Blessing personally. And I said, sure, no problem. And I said, let there be rainbows and waves over her, and sprinkled her with the powder. Because by this time, I had added the rainbow prosperity chant along with the earth elemental chant into the powder for double effectiveness. And so anyway, she wrote a very favorable article that came out on Easter Sunday in 1978 on the cover of the calendar section of the San Diego Union. And she mentioned numbers of people that she interviewed who had gotten prosperity, found new prosperity jobs and windfalls after the blessing. And she mentioned in the article that the next week she got an unexpected royalty for something she had written. What she did not put in the article was that the next week after she had gotten her prosperity blessing, got a letter from the IRS saying that she had misfiled her taxes and they were giving her an additional $1,000 refund. So anyway, that is some of the history, behind, that was really my introduction into the ESP lab. And after a few months of that, I did, before the article, I did go up and meet Al and joined the lab and met his wife at the time of Faye, and this was in spring of 78, and it was really cool to go to the ESP lab in Hollywood with a palm tree in the front, and you walk in and see the big white marble pyramid and the little metaphysical store with books and amulets and Al's personal office. And so it was a good time, and it was... I did send him a copy of the article, and he did said, what a fantastic write-up. And that was in 1978, so that was my introduction to the ESP lab some many years ago. And one of the things that intrigues me about our spiritual science and center and ESP lab is there's many people who talk about many different aspects of spirituality, you know, whether it's meditation, this meditation is a path to liberation, here is spiritual healing principles, here's laying on of hands, here is all kinds of blessings of all kinds. And some folks, you know, take the admonition from the good book that love of money is the root of all evil, and then they just take it to the next step and say that money is evil. However, Billy Graham, I don't think thinks that way because, you know, he's got at least one Rolls Royce in his collection. The bottom line is, if we're just looking at Scripture for a second, there is a quote from Jesus who is said to be quoting his Father God, and he says, "Beloved, above all things, I would that you do well and prosper." So one reason we do not do well and prosper is because we have hang-ups about the morality of having money in our pocket. And so if we get rid of some of that love of money is the root of all evil. Now, my own interpretation of what that's really saying is when you love money more than you love people, more than you love the earth, more than you love the environment, and you put up your chemical plant and dump in the river because it's cost effective, that is a love of money to the detriment of others. So if you say, well, I want to tell the money that I love you and come back to my house. And if you want to have a relationship with money like you have with a friend, and you tell your little money as you're spending it, go out into the world and say Sam loves you and ESP Lab loves you and Melissa in Iowa loves you, and tell it to gather up some friends and come over to Sam because Sam is going to treat you right. That's the kind of relationship that we need to have with our dollars. And again, money is energy, and energy can be used positively or negatively. And I know that when I'm reading Great Danes, it's expensive, but then I have some, you know, truly magnificent champion bloodlines. So that's the balance. And so to me, that's priceless because I love my dogs and they are really good friends. So that's my little lecture, if you would, or wrap on prosperity magic. And it was actually what brought me into the ESP lab because I've been a student of all the religions of the world since I was 15. I've been to almost every Christian denomination in terms of their churches. I've been to synagogues. I've worked with the Jewish Sinners Association. I've been in Hare Krishna temples. I've been in Buddhist temples. I've gone to feasts at Sikh temples. And I've also, you know, taken a look at more New Age stuff from Silva Mind Control to you know, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, or anything that claimed to be the truth that came into my awareness, I would take a look at, and I would see how it resonated with my personal spirit. But Al, when I met him, I felt that his volume of work, his personal magical systems, were something that was a cut apart of anything that I've ever seen. And for those of you who have read, you know, magical tomes from the medieval ages, you know, they on a certain level, a lot of them are, whether they're full of gobbledygook, it's basically so much rhetoric to say a simple thing that it tends to discourage people from even trying or looking. But Al's system was basically, you know, that we start with love, we connect to the creator of the universe, the universal source of all, as an attitude, and that we, as we touch spirit and the spirit within us, then we're empowered to do various types of blessings, healings, and various types of service. And since I found his prosperity powder so effective, I, you know, studied, you know, I've read all of his books, I think, and, you know, 10 out of 11 of his correspondence courses. So I'm well read in the treasure of Al Manning and am the custodian of his archives, which is something that's a responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity to keep some of this alive. So what I would like to do now is I would like to focus on a full moon letter that I sent out recently to the folks who write in the snail mail. And basically what I want to do is focus on the blue light, because the blue light is infinity, peace, strength, creativity, protection, peace, power. All of those energies are wrapped in the blue light. And one attitude about today as we approach this full moon is we want to leave behind all the past we want to be free of. We want to leave behind our pain, our poverty, our disease, our confusion. And so this letter that I have written for the full moon deals with that. And sometimes as you do your protection prayers, your peace prayers, your positive transformation prayers of moving forward and leaving behind the old negativity or transforming the old negativity into new creativity, that alone can be a source of a prosperity blessing. So I'm going to read this now. It's called Focus on the Power of the Light and Celebrate Your Victory. Hello, and thank you for your support of our ESP Lab, now in its 49th year of operation. As we get ready for spring and the renewal of our personal life experiences, let us focus on our personal connections to the divine as part of our daily spiritual regimen. Though life in the material world has regular challenges, and we grow by moving through these and transcending them, our magical affirmational chants, created by founder Al Manning, are just what we need to make our lives better. So tune into the peace, protection, love of the infinite source of all and declare, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets me free. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Use the Rama Agni chants to sweep away the things that harm, and then heal your body and affairs. You can also personalize them by changing the power personalities of Rama Agni to Ma Ostara, or Higher Power, or God Almighty, or Mama Isis, or Pan Osiris. For example, use the chants daily and memorize them till they play a constant song in your head. This is a good thing to do for you right now. When you use these electric blue chants, know that the power of the blue light is infinite, and it will work for you to bring healing to yourself or anyone in need, and to bring true creativity into your every undertaking. You can also charge your aura with the blue light as you turn to the magnificent transformative power of Shiva, the divine power of positive change. Invocation of Shiva. Lovely, powerful Shiva, God of sweeping change, sweep away the lesser, shut it out of range, leave the beauty and the light, bright, complete, and fair, remove all vibrations of misery and despair, leave this place and these fine things fresh and bright and pure, holy as your own fine self, bright, complete, and sure. Lovely, powerful Shiva, our thanks to you we give. From your sweeping power and beauty, may we live. You may not feel inclined to practice as a healer, but you owe it to yourself to develop the ability to call in the blue light whenever you sense a need for it. Let us heal our bodies, minds, and spirits with light and share the good with others. Sparkle blue with peace, health, joy, and thank you for your privilege of sharing the light. Blessed be with renewal, good health, and good life. Now in the lab, we encourage our members to tune into the blue light daily. And we at lab headquarters tune into the blue light daily and broadcast peace, protection, creativity, strength, healing, and divine power to our membership and also to the world for the greater good of the planet, the plants, the animals, the children, the families, the women, the men, all people, all humanity, since we are all brothers and sisters and, you know, temples of the divine light. Not that you have to believe it because I said it. In the lab, we hold that we have no dogma, although we study all areas, anything that's of interest to us, and pursue a better life of wholeness, wellness, and good fortune. So continuing on, I'm going to light a green candle today, and I am going to place it on my power star. And we're all invited to do this, and we especially invite people to do it on the 22nd as a day we can focus on it. But we invite you now to light your magic candle, and then we're going to do a prosperity declaration, and then we're going to do a green light meditation, and then we're going to move into a little spiritual ceremony that is a prosperity blessing for each one participating and our greater ESP Lab membership and spiritual science membership and our organizations that they may and we may live long with good health and so I'm going to light this green candle now. That is, if I can get my fire to start. Here we go. As I'm lighting this green candle, I'm in tuning in to the green light of the universe, which is the light of growth and love. And from my heart to your heart, I send out an emerald green ray of loving, living, growthful light energy. And I place it on our power star, on our opening paragraph of our monthly newsletter, and I ask you to celebrate with fun with me now and as often as you can. The candle is the invocation of the light to be here with us, and when we invoke the light, it becomes more present. So tune in to the light. And let us claim new life, spiritual renewal, and fun good fortune with all of us. Let us broadcast that emerald shimmering green light and declare with feeling within your magical mind. Green light, green light, green light, green, makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money, too, flows to us and we thank you. Green light, green light, green light, green, makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money, too, flows to us and we thank you. Green light, green light, green light, green, makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money, too, flows to us and we thank you. So now let us focus on the loving power of the green light of healing life with growth and prosperity. Let's play with the Gronky Doddles and nature spirits as we experience the living, loving light of nature. Let us tune in to the green garments of the Earth Mother. Feel oneness with nature and all green living things, and the green fire of the spring ray, which is on the ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, Esmeralda, and Ostara. Let us shimmer green with a positive growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let's make this our extra light attunement period for each day of March, and know that you are uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us and find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus all of your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to its brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura and being with its love and with super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun and love. It burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing this energy to flow out to today's participant in the conference call and to all Special Night Light members, and through our personal experiences to our ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center. Let us all feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to me. Thanks for the privilege of sharing the light. So we've been at it for a while now, and what I would like everyone to do is take just a minute, and if you haven't written down your prayer, write it down now, because I'm going to offer up a prayer for all of us for prosperity for you and me in our ESP laboratory. And so take a moment and write your prayer, and then we're going to switch gears for a short little prosperity blessing, and then we'll be done for today. Okay, and then I'm going to sign mine, and I have my prayer ready. I have my little chalice of water ready. And I am going to add to this green candle, I'm going to add a brown candle for the earth, for the treasures of the earth, for the bounty of the earth, and for the earth spirits to be here with us and dance with us and commune with us is my positive request. So I'm lighting this candle as I reach to the east and invoke the fire of the east to come and share with us, saying, welcome, east. I reach to the west and invite the great powers of the west, of the magical mind, to be with us. Welcome, west. I'm reaching to the north, the lands of the great waters of life, and the power of healing and the blue light blue, and say, welcome, north. And I'm reaching to the green energy and the brown energy and the earth energy of the south, and I'm saying, welcome, south, and welcome, sky above and earth below, to our magical circle. So bring with me, share with me your magical minds, for we are all magical minds. In our self-help exercise of the month, we are encouraged to practice the power of the lush green light, as the lovely shimmering emerald green light will bring love and prosperity, especially when practiced while dancing with the little people, also known as nature spirits, gronky doddles, elves, gnomes, leprechauns. You can chant the following, and you can substitute Ma Ostara or Pan Osiris for higher power, and we'll do all three. Higher power, send the light to me. Higher power, send the lush green light to me, and we bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. Pan Osiris, send the light to me, and we. Higher power, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Higher power, Pan Osiris, send the light that sets us free. And now Ma Ostara for the wonderful goddess of spring. Ma Ostara, send the light to me and we. Ma Ostara, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Ma Ostara, send the light that sets us free. I'm now going to take my prayer, which is, let there be prosperity for you and me in our EST laboratory, so mote it be. And I'm going to put a pinch of powerful, fast-acting 2014 prosperity powder into it. And I am going to chant one more time. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Heal our bodies, our minds. Leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And I declare, as this paper burns and as the smoke rises, the mother of the universe, Ma Ostara by her thousand name, hears our prayer, Mama Isis, send the light to we, and abundantly fulfills them. So mote it be. Now, let us turn to the water. The prosperity
Arlene.
Energy. Come on in. We have the prosperity energy of the earth. We have our smoke rising to the heavens. We have with the incense as we're burning the earth. We have our fire lighted, and now we are offering our water up to spirit so that we have the five building blocks of the universe in our ceremony, and we hold up the chalice, our chalice to the mother of the universe and all the energy transforming personalities that are powerful, that love us, that are creative, that are constructive, and all sparks and sparkles of life and light everywhere that love us, that are with us. And we invoke the power of the light into our water that we may share with the universal cosmic forces. And we ask you, O Mother of us all, O Mother Universe, O Mama Isis, O Ma Ostara, O Mother of a thousand, thousand names, that you pour forth your bounty and your beauty beyond our belief, beyond our ability to understand. Send to us all the supplies and minerals and chemicals and items of every kind that we need for our health and well-being of body, mind, and spirit, and so much more. We invoke your grace into this water that we may share it with each other collectively, and I thank you, and I am going to drink the water. Now I'm going to share a drop with my Great Danes water bowl. And if you have more than one person there, you can share it with them. But we are going to say, share with us this water of renewal and living green fire, the water of life. And so I thank you for coming today. I'm going to declare the rainbow prosperity blessing over you again. I want you to expect good fortune coming your way. We are intentionally choosing to create rivers and streams of magic money coming to roost in our homes where we love them, and we can tell those army of magic bills coming our way that we have a good home for you, we have a constructive use for you, and that it will help us with our spiritual and material and physical evolutions. So for each one of us today and our ESP laboratory and our Spiritual Science Center, I declare, let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity just pouring in for you and me, our friends and families, our ESP laboratory, and so mote it be. Now, I reach up to the great sky and pull the love of the blue creativity into my being, saying the sky loves me. And I reach to the vast treasury of the earth beneath my feet and I pull it into my being, saying the earth loves me. And I reach out to all life everywhere and declare all life loves me. And I love me. Our celebration is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mama Isis and the creative powers of the universe, including our friends, the gnomes and trolls, and the earth elementals. And it is so. So motive. Now I'm going to stop the recording, and I'll be available as soon as I come back to the system to answer any questions or comment, or I'll be here with you for a moment. So thank you for coming. Blessed be. And rock on, rock stars. Hope to talk to you.